Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started. Welcome to Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. We are back once again, still here. How are you, Tony?
Oh, I'm doing good as usual. Happy, spectacular. I've ran out of water, so I'll try to go find me some beer or something. Oh. I don't have any. That's okay. We got to run tomorrow morning, so I'm not going to do that. But yeah. Doing pretty good. Thank you guys for
stocking information.
Ahead. Oh, yeah. I do need some beer, so maybe I'll work that out.
Stocking information that we're going to run tomorrow. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. So if you guys don't know, I work out my whole company. And every morning at 5 in the morning, our time. And so we work out as a company. I have... Not like 420 people. I don't have that kind of staff on purpose. I have few staff so I can overpay them. I'm sure, you know, Tempest loves that part about it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we work hard, but we also work out hard as well. And tomorrow's a run day. Yay.
I did not know that information at all.
Appropriate response. Yes.
I hate sweating.
Here's what I'd like for you to do in the comment section of this podcast, because I want to get to know our podcasters, or no, our podcasting audience. There we go, because we're the podcasters. Let's do it this way. Drop in the comments for me the kind of beer you like or your favorite workout. This depends on who you are. Drop that in there for me. I would love to see that in the comments of our podcast. As a matter of fact, I think what we're going to do is, let's make that happen. Let's make that happen in the comments section. Let's make our comments section a very interactive thing. We can start a little community, and we'll move it. We'll figure out some way where we us find out who our core listeners are. We would love to get to use our core listeners, find out who we are, and we'll hang out, guys. We'll fly and travel or something like that. We'll work it out. We'll drink some beer or something together, some red wine. Tempest isn't a drinker, so she would, like, drink some Gatorade or something with you. But we'll do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So to answer your question, I don't like drinking, so gross. And my favorite workout is none. I don't have a favorite. I just do it for results. But do I wake up every morning and say, oh, I'm so excited to work out? No.
That's fair. I don't. That's fair. Two things there. For one, you didn't put it in the comment section, so shame on you. Although you're the podcaster. Two, I don't think anyone who has a sexy body, most people who has a sexy body, enjoy the process of getting that sexy body. We've taught ourselves that it's enjoyable. Like, I eat mostly, like, I'm vegetarian, so I eat mostly salads and hummus. Hummus, in one case, is good. But let's just claim it. I mean, let's just face it, guys. It's not a freaking medium steak. Juicy and succulent and exploding in my mouth. I had to convince myself this salad tastes well. Okay, so I don't enjoy eating salads over steaks. So you have a very fair response, Dennis. Very fair.
Yay, we're running tomorrow. Yay, exciting.
That's right.
And we're in Southeast Texas, and it's humid, even though it's technically fall. I have not seen a speck of fall weather And I want to say that I got attacked by mosquitoes today, and I do not appreciate that at all. So,
thank mosquitoes in Houston.
Houston, I guess.
Must be all
those huge mosquitoes attacking me in the car. By the way, that was fun.
That's Hurricane Harvey residue there.
Yeah, I guess so. Not appreciated. Okay. Before we get started, just want to tell you guys once again, thank you to all who have made the purchase. But to those of you who have not, shame on you, and you should run out and buy Antonio's latest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscle, available everywhere. And while you're out, pick up his other book, Keep Walking, also amazing, also life-changing. Change your life, guys. Don't, as Tony says, don't be arrogant. Be willing to receive new information. But these two books are amazing. They are, if you want to change your life, they will help you change your life. If you want to, and if you accept what is shared. So I hope you go out and buy. And if you buy online, please leave a comment wherever you make your purchase so other people can see how awesome the book is. And, yeah.
Holidays
are coming. Buy somebody a book. You know?
Speaking of holidays, well, I'll tell you what, we'll do that. We'll do that on another podcast. We'll ease into the show, but just remember the month of December.
That's a special month for
Remember that. Yeah. We might bring it up on the next episode. Let's see what we got.
So today is a topic that has been discussed on, not on this podcast, not on a podcast episode with you and I, but has probably been featured on this podcast through a Plant Better Mindset call. But I just want to discuss it a little more because I don't know if that mindset call was solely focused on this or if it was like a portion on it, but something you said made me want to dig deeper into the topic. So the topic is overcoming fear.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. Yes.
And the reason why I picked overcoming fear for a few reasons, but it was one statement that you made that really stood out to me, and the one statement kind of made me go through a wave of emotions from rejection to, okay, maybe he's right, to, nah, I'm not going to believe that, to, that's be it. Like, I had a range of emotions that kind of circled back to, I need more information in order to be able to accept it. The statement that you made was, fear isn't real. And
okay,
yeah,
I'm excited.
I don't know if this is a coaching session, but I need help with that. So I'm sharing my fear, I guess, with others.
Sure. That's what makes this show awesome. What was the statement I made?
Fear isn't real.
Oh, you said it already. Okay, I missed it. I must have daydreamed about $1 billion. Or something. Great. Okay. So fear isn't real. Yes, fear is not real. So let's do this like a coaching session then. So let's switch mindsets here. Well, you keep your mindset. I'll switch mine. And so if I was coaching you and I've led up to it and you just told me that you have trouble with fear isn't real. So tell me I'm having trouble with fear isn't real, and put me in the right mindset, and we'll start coaching.
Okay. So I have trouble accepting the statement that fear isn't real because in the moment that I feel fear, it feels very real to me. So could you explain how it's not real, even though it feels real.
Okay, first I want to acknowledge you for being transparent and acknowledging that you struggle with this. And I want to acknowledge you even more for not being arrogant about it, because you didn't say I was wrong. Neither did you say you were right.
Uh-oh, did we lose you? Can't hear me? Mic check. 1, 2.
Can you hear me? Are we there?
Okay, you're back.
All right,
yes.
There we go. Okay. We won't even edit that out. We're going to keep that in there. All right, so what I was saying was, I just want to acknowledge you for being a truth seeker, okay? A truth seeker. So you keep doing a good job, and everything about that is pretty good. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Now, let me answer you first. The mm-hmm. end part of it, because it feels real to you. And this is true. Mm-hmm. Anything that goes into your subconscious is real. The subconscious mind can't tell the difference between what has happened and what has not happened. I'll give you an example. You woke up in the morning and your husband went out to work out like he normally does. But then he does something different. He brushes his teeth, he jumps in the shower, then he goes to work out. And he stays out longer than what he should. And he comes back in and you're upset. You're like, yeah. And he's brushing his teeth to go work out for it. Why are you taking a shower to go get sweaty? And you go through all these emotions. You're fired up, upset. And you get off. So right, well, would this make you fired, upset? Let me ask you as a woman. If this is not his routine. Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure I was still in the right
ballpark. You just switch up this routine and I'd be like, oh, okay. At least me.
Okay.
I can't speak for everybody else.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was still on planet Earth. And
you never worked out in like 10 years, and then suddenly you up and out.
I just wanted to make sure I was on planet Earth and women are still from Mars. Okay, it's a great book, by the way, Women Are From Mars. Okay, so.
Who is it by? Do you know?
I don't know. Google it while I'm talking. I think the name of the book is Men Are From Venus, Women Are From Mars, or something like that. It's a great book. It really is. It's an awesome book. That being said,
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. audible.com/brickbybrick.
You're upset, and he comes home, and you're rushing into him. And he said, you got the name of the book?
Oh, yeah. It's by John Gray.
Not great. Say it.
Yeah. Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus by Dr. John Gray.
There it is. There you go. Great book. Great book. Okay. So I had to tie it back a little bit. Now, you're upset. You're hitting on him, or maybe not hitting on him, but you're verbally jabbing him. You're accosting him. You're inundating him with anger. And he says, No, that's not what happened. Okay? That's not what happened. If you just go over there to the dirty clothes hamper, I had an accident. I didn't realize it. I had one of those dreams to where I thought I was peeing.
Oh,
right? We've all done that before. Come on, we've all done it before. This is a grown person podcast, okay? I had a dream.
Done that before.
Okay, whatever, okay. We all had the dream when we thought we were peeing, and then we woke up and peed on ourselves, and we thought we were over the toilet, okay?
That totally happens. And so that's what happens. And now all of a sudden you feel terrible. You're like, oh, my God. But you're still, and he's like, you need an apology, and now you're in your ego. You can't apologize. You can't. Because your subconscious mind can't tell the difference. You have 100% of the information, but you're so angry.
Oh, yes.
Your subconscious mind still went through all the motions. Okay. So it sounds like if we was in church, you'd be giving me an amen right now.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, and here's how we express that. We say things like, well, I can't just stop being mad. Yes, you can. But what's actually happening is your subconscious mind can't tell if it was real or fake. This is why you experience fear, whether it's real or fake. And that's the truth. That's the answering of the last part. Now, we still have to discuss. So all I've done right now is just answer, why do you feel it? Now, answer why you receive it, why you experience it. Those are two different things. Fear is a hypothetical. I define fear in three different parts. Fear is the hypothetical thought you keep in your head of a future event that has not happened yet that keeps you paralyzed in your present. Okay, this is something I do all the time, and so I memorize my definition of fear. It's in three parts. The hypothetical events that have not happened in your head, part number one. I got to do it fast. Okay, do it slow. The hypothetical events that have not happened in your head that I have no idea what I was just saying. Give me back. I'm not, so not going to hit this. I just bragged about remembering my definition, and I can't remember my definition. This is so funny. This is what happens when you live on podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so here is a hypothetical thought you keep in your head. Oh, there it is. Over a future event that has not occurred yet that keeps you frozen in your present. None of this is real. Hypothetical. Okay. Tempest, I'm going to hypothetically throw my iPhone at you in the next 2 minutes. Is that possible? No. I'm like 60 miles away from you right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Hey, so can that ever be real?
It could if I was here.
And that right there, that was when you walked right into my tree. It could. No, it can't be. In order for you to say, could it be possible in the next 2 minutes that I can hit you with my iPhone and you're 60 miles away from me, you have to construct an imaginary world to where we're in the future somewhere together, and I throw my iPhone at you. And here's the deal. Not only has that not happened, but when that world does exist, it would be longer than 2 minutes from now.
Mm-hmm.
It would be okay. Let us, can you audibly express that? We would love to interpret that.
That's me receiving.
No,
receiving information that I don't want to receive.
You are receiving, but what was that? What was that? Come on. We want to hear it. Inquire of mine want to know. I know, but that was a little fast to it.
Here you go.
All right.
Always got to be right is what that was.
Yes. All right. That's what means. Women can do so much with sounds. So much. Okay. So you see what you just did. You had to force a world to exist that doesn't exist. And you had to force it so much to where you believe that does exist, possibly. And then you get mad at me. Because if I say I would hit you with my iPhone, you actually get mad at me. And you would actually fall out with me and hang up in my face about something that can't even happen. Because you can't tell the difference when you put it in your subconscious. Now, full circle. That's how you guys do fear. That's how you do fear. You construct this imaginary world to where the dog has totally bit your face off, right? That's if you gotta go to wherever that podcast, that Plant Better phone call is uploaded. You have to go to that one. And you hear the story in which I told you about Tim and was afraid of this dog one day. But you construct this you construct this world in which you're gonna die. Let's go hang gliding. And you're worried in the comfort of your bed about hang gliding. And you haven't even been to the hang gliding station. I've never been hang gliding. That's, you know, it's a bit crazy, but you understand.
Last episode, you talked about jumping out of airplanes, so it's not that far off.
Nah, it's not that far off. Something about airplanes. I would be afraid regardless, but something about airplanes feel a bit more sturdy than a hang glider. But, you know, that to me, I kind of like, you know, tons of jet fuel and air-pressured cabins, you know.
Yeah.
It kind of just makes a little more sense. Even though I'm going to jump out of the security of it. So that doesn't make sense at all. So I'm actually I'm actually being insane regardless. Fear isn't real. Fear is just that construct you created inside your head. Whatever you guys are fearing, I want that, like, this is honest, man, and you can write it through part two. And I'm very interested to hear your comments over this in the comments section of the podcast. But you can email us at info@theatsjr.com. I'm very interested to hear your thought process and hear from our audience. But think about whatever is paralyzing you in your present. It hasn't happened. At the very heart of fear is control issues. Most people don't like when I say that, but that's the truth. There you go. That's a little stronger than the That has some cuss words in it on that one. It's control. Now that laugh was like, hey, get out my head. I got you. The heat. It's control issues. If you're afraid, you fear the lack of control you have over the situation. And that's the truth. And that's what fear is. Fear is you creating the circumstance that makes you inferior, that makes you weak, that takes your control. And you don't like that. And since you don't like the unknown, you keep yourself alive in poverty. And those are my final thoughts.
Okay, great, because I'm over this episode. I was just about to ask you, what is the code word when I'm ready to end my coaching session? But thank you, Infinite Intelligence, for relaying that energy to Tony so he can end this podcast. Thank God. I did not want to hear any of that. Thank you, Tony, for your
You're very welcome.
Coaching. Thank
you're
you,
very
guys,
welcome.
For tuning in to this episode of Brick by Brick. I hope you were helped and whatever. I did not want to hear that, but I hope you were in a much better receiving position than I currently am. Thanks for tuning in. If you would like for Tony to speak or train at your company or your next event, or if you would like to receive personal one-on-one coaching from Antonio or from one of his coaches on staff, visit us at AntonioTSmithJr.com. That's AntonioTSmithJr.com. There you will find out information on current books, and I believe the upcoming book is actually on that website. So, yeah, if you want to take a sneak peek before we talk about it on here, go to that website. Feel free to follow us on social media everywhere at BATSJR. That's on Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, Snapchat. I forgot about that one. We're everywhere. We would love to interact with you. As Tony said, we would love to get to know our audience a little bit more. So in addition to commenting on this podcast, reach out to us on social media so we can put faces with names. And so you can put a face with a voice, right? So yeah. Thanks for tuning in to this episode again. Hope you got help. I am rejecting what was said. And have a good one, guys. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. I'm the Tempest this time. Bye.
Bye.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.